you enjoyed yesterday. I love prayer. Prayer is so powerful. Where's Pastor Rhonda? Come on over here, young lady. We're so blessed that you're here again tonight. Are you being challenged with fasting? Some of you have done a full water fast, and I want you to know you'll be all right when you're done. No, it's not that bad. After the third day, you'll be fine. And you won't have any cravings for food, and you can go forever and ever and ever. If you're doing a Daniel fast, personally myself, I think it's the most torturous type of fasting that could ever be accomplished. Because you eat and eat and eat and never get full. Maybe. Well, that's if you eat that way. My wife eats that for normal food, so it would be fasting for her. If you are fasting one meal a day, awesome. And that's a challenge for some of you. That's good. You want to be able to do something you've never done before with fasting. If it's not painful, you're not fasting. You're not making your flesh come into subjection. So a big part of fasting is bringing your flesh into subjection. So if it's like, well, I'm going to give up peppermints, but you only eat them once a year. Okay, that's not fasting. So the reason we fast is because it brings our flesh into subjection and makes our spirit more keen to the Holy Spirit. So we become more aware. We become more sensitive to the leading and the direction of the Spirit of God. So fasting is very important. Jesus said, when you fast, not if you fast. So all of you need to make it a habit in your life. In fact, let's just talk simple health. If you fast one day a week, they say it's extremely healthy for your body. My wife did some research, and if you do a Daniel fast for 70 days, it literally replaces every single cell, starts replacing every single cell in your body. Isn't that amazing? When you fast 10 days, what ends up happening is for the first 4 days, your 3 days, your body is working off of its old sugar, and then it starts eating literally your fat cells. Glory to God. Jesus is good. And they've done a lot of research. The longer you fast, actually, the more healthy it is. In fact, three of the greatest men in the Bible fasted 40 days. Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. So we would challenge you to buy the book. Pastor Ebo, where are you? Pastor Ebo, stand right up. Everybody knows Pastor Ebo. Pastor Ebo has a free book PDF for you called The Atomic Power of Prayer and Fasting. You want to get that book. It's free. So email Pastor Obi. It's PastorEbo@histabernacle.com. He'll send you the link. Free book. You want it. Amen? So let's open in prayer. My wife's going to open in prayer. And then we're going to pass it off to Pastor Andrea Ogunwumi, who's going to take the rest of the way.
Amen. Father God, we just present ourselves here tonight to honor you and to glorify you, to praise your name and to worship you. It is our heart's desire to just give ourselves fully to you. Obviously, God, we are here in this place giving extra because we want you to be glorified. We want to honor you and we want to worship you. So tonight we know that when we come to you, you've already called us. You're already running to us. So tonight, miracles are in this house. Breakthrough is in this house. We just thank you, God, that you've already come running to this place, and we are going to experience breakthrough, healing, signs, and wonders as we've set aside this time as holy to you. This first fruits of 2017, we've set aside as holy and consecrated to you. In your precious name, Lord, amen.
God, we honor you tonight. We bless you, God. We seal this place from the north, south, east, and west. We seal it. And as we come forth tonight worshiping you, honoring you, I want you to move forward out of your seats. If you have bills, if you have pictures of people to be healed, people to be saved, whatever you have, bring it to the altar. Come forth. Come forth. Move out. It's a prophetic act. And you've got to move quickly. Come forth to worship him, to honor him. This is day two of your fast. This is day two. And so you've got to draw into him where you may be physically feeling spent, where you may feel, okay, I'm overcome. I'm going to tell you, come to this well. You will drink and be refilled. Come to this well. Come on, people of God, as we worship in. Okay, we placed our bills here. Anybody else? Place them at his altar. This is a prophetic act. This is your act of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For when we come to him, we must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we come tonight diligently seeking him. We come tonight. We offer ourselves. Forget chicken. Forget turkey. We turn the plate over. It's a done deal. We're coming to him because he is our God, and he's the only one that can fix it. He is one who will cancel every debt you have. He will eradicate every cancer that has plagued you. He is our God, and as we come tonight, we come worshiping him, honoring him. So I need you to lift your voices together before him, because he is attentive to the prayers of his people made in this place. Come on, worship team, take us before him, to the throne of grace, to the throne of mercy, because he is our God, and we praise him and we worship him as he reveals you and restores you. Come on, worship team, come on, let's enter into the Holy of Holies. Let's enter into the Holy of Holies. We're not playing. This is not about religion. This is about relationship. So come on.
Yeah.
flow rivers of living water. Come on and worship him tonight. Come on. Worship your God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on and honor your God. Come on and bless him. Come on. Come
on. Hallelujah. No place I'd rather be. contain that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, can you say hallelujah with me? Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We honor you tonight, God. We exalt you tonight. Thank you for your fire, which burns up all financial debt. Thank you for your fire that burns up every cancerous cell. Thank you for your fire that burns up the doubt inside of me. Thank you for your fire, God. Thank you. Can you thank him? It's not about us. This is about him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, that you are in this place. Thank you for the precious, beloved people of God, those who come in faith, God, drawing near to you, God. Thank you for those who are sacrificing and drawing in, sacrificing food and sweets and technology, God. Thank you for your precious people, God, every one of them in this room and the families that they represent. Father, we before you, we lift these declarations, God, for debt cancellation in the name of Jesus, for financial famine being removed in the name of Jesus. We call it out right now for increase, God, for healing, restoration, God, physical healing, emotional healing, financial healing. God, we call it forth in faith in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We bless you. There's no one like you. We're not here for religious ritual. Hallelujah. We're not here because that's what we do at the beginning of every year. God, we are here because we love you. We are here because we honor you. God, even if we don't totally understand all this stuff, all this fasting and prayer stuff, we have at least come forward believing and trusting that you're God and that you will reward each and every one here and those outside these walls who are gathered. There are some, I believe, who may be here even through live stream. So we thank God for you as well. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor because this is about us wanting more of you. It is a new season. It is a new surrender. So we surrender our appetites to you. Everything we are and ever hope to be, we owe it to thee. So as we come forth tonight and our intercessors will pray and decree and declare the word of God, we do not pray our worries, precious people of God. We pray the word of God in this house. Because his word will not return void, useless, or empty. It will accomplish that which is sent out to accomplish. So we send faith out to you. Faith that remains as we lift up our finances tonight. And we cry out to you for healing. Healing of our community, of our land. Healing of our loved ones. Healing of ourselves. If anybody's in this room who stands in need of healing, hold your hands up to heaven because he is healing in this very moment. The waters are stirring. Just step into the pool. He is healing in this moment. You don't even need nobody to lay hands on you. We're just his instruments anyway. So come on and lift your hands to heaven as he is healing and restoring right now in the name of Jesus. Because we have cried out to him faithfully. And when we pray, he acts. He is our God. And we give him praise. We give him glory. We exalt his holy name. Hallelujah.
I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit, so hang on. I'm going to have you sit down for this part to go back to your seat. Quietly, don't talk to anybody, just go to your seat. No cell phones on. No instruments of communication, no technology. Just go to your seat and be still. God gave me two scriptures to read to you tonight. One of them has been on bathroom mirror for a long time. I think it has toothpaste and everything on it, but I want to read it to you. Numbers 23:19 from the New Living Translation. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? I'm going to read it again to you so it soaks in. Just soak it in. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Then I want to read to you Psalm 1, 2, and 3. I know it's a verse that you know. It was our verse last year as a church. But there's a verse that comes before it that I want to read, because there's a condition to get the second part. And the first part says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers." The other thing I want to do is we're going to take a minute and put on our armor of God, so we're just going to do it together, okay? So just join with me. It's not something to observe. It's something you participate in. So first of all, put on your belt of truth and your breastplate of righteousness and the gospel of peace in your shoes and the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith, and pull out your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And I'm going to pull out a sword tonight, and we're going to do something a little different because it's what God put on my heart. He said, my people need to listen. And in order to listen, you have to be quiet. So prayer is often asking a lot of things. If you're like me, you go through your list. But tonight, we're going to spend a few minutes. Cut me off if I go too long on the silence. But God took me through a season of sitting quiet before him for 15 minutes, saying nothing, doing nothing, not reading my Bible, not listening to anything, and said, wait on me to speak to you. Okay? Sometimes he spoke very clearly. Sometimes I heard nothing. But I would write it down. And if it agreed with the Word of God, I would obey it and do it. Or I'd respond to him and say, I don't get it. Whatever. And if I didn't hear, I knew that I was honoring God to give him that time, even if I didn't hear anything. It was not a waste of time in God's eyes. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to sit quietly. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit, and you're just going to listen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here, and we ask you to be with each of us, speak to us, reveal yourself to us, and we're just going to be quiet and listen. Thank you for taking the time to listen to God. If he told you something, write it down so you don't lose it. And act on whatever he's told you. And like I said, if you didn't hear anything, that's okay. You took the time to honor God. One of the things I learned, I got chaplain training to be available in crises. And one of the things that we were taught is that if you learn to listen quietly to God, that when there's a crisis going on and everyone's losing it and there's noise and there's just chaos around you, you will be able to hear, because you have to hear in the midst of a crisis and not become part of it.
As I was preparing today, in this last week, the Lord gave me a vision. And it was a vision of a plane that had very important people in it. And the important people were you and me and our church and our pastors. But that plane had a lot of excess baggage on it. It was carrying so much as it barely got off the ground. It came right back down again and crashed and burned. And we have a pastor and leaders and each one of us that have hopes and desires and dreams and goals for the kingdom of God. But we can't get off the ground to reach the height and the level of the dreams because we got too much baggage. We have hard hearts. We have selfishness, unforgiveness, dishonesty, lust, anger, bitterness, resentment. And the Lord said, I can't do anything until that baggage is gone. And I believe part of what Janice did earlier was a preclusion to what we're going to do right now. Because the Lord asked me to tell you that it's time to get rid of the baggage. It's time to let go. It's dragging each one of us down. It's doing no good. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts so much greater than our thoughts. It's time to create in me, God, a clean heart. A heart that desires you as much as you desire us, even more. I think the Lord has a theme here because he's asked me to ask you to quiet your hearts before him. And to bring before him to the altar those things that we've been carrying that we no longer need to carry. It's time to let go. It's time to let God be the God of our life. It's time to put him in his rightful place. It's time to not be worried about what anybody else thinks. Pastor talked about worship on Sunday and not caring what anybody else thinks. Total abandon to God. And when we do that, the blessings do chase us down. Every week we hear that. It's not just in our finances. It's in our emotional being, and it's in our physical being. Lord, this evening, we are going to create a clean heart in each one of us by desire. Because we choose you, God. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. So, Father God, as we spend some time, some rug time that Pastor talked about yesterday, show us, Father, what we need to leave behind so that our planes can get off the ground, that we can do your will and your work. That we can be and do what you've called us to be and do. That Jeremiah 29:11 will be who we are. So Lord, speak to each one of us, and may we have a willing heart to release to you. And you alone, because you're the only one that can change it. So as we spend just a few minutes Search your heart. Search our hearts, God, and see where it is that needs to be cut out so that we can be what it is that you created us to be. There are those in here right now who are harboring tremendous unforgiveness. And it's gone deep, deep into bitterness, anger, resentment. It's time to let it go. Come to me, those who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest.
Dear Lord, we intercede for the young people of our generation. Lord God, we intercede for the young people of this county. Lord God, I rebuke any hard hearts, Lord Jesus. I rebuke any pains that may have gone on in their lives, Lord God. I rebuke anything that may be trying to come up against them as they walk down the valley, Lord Jesus, that you're taking them, on the path that you're taking them, Lord Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask for an accelerated spirit, Lord Jesus, that would draw them here, Lord God. I ask for an accelerated spirit that would draw them here, Jesus. I thank you for that fire, Lord Jesus, that you have given us, that heart after this generation. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my leader, Pastor Cody. Lord God, I thank you for the heart that he has after this generation, Lord Jesus. I just ask that you would have leaders come in, Lord God. Leaders from other states come in and want to minister under us, Lord God. Want to be a part of us, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray for the financial problems of Elmira. Lord Jesus, I command those walls to be torn down right now in Jesus' name. I command those chains to be broken right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, I ask for a renewing of your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, a spirit that is rich, Lord Jesus. I ask right now that businesses would start coming in hearts. I ask that businesses would start coming in stomachs right now in Jesus' name. If you want a business in your heart, you better stand up and give God glory. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for visions. I thank you for dreams. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for the things that we've gone through. What you're going to make but you're going to make place for the things that you're taking us to. Lord Jesus, right now, right now, right now, right now, I want it now in Jesus' name. Satan, you have to flee. You flee right now in Jesus' name. You can't have my finances. You cannot have my family's finances. I rebuke bad credit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I rebuke it right now. That's an attack on your finances. Rebuke that. Hey, Shendaniya Labosa. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Woo, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. In my spirit, I feel that businesses will call you and tell you to come. I feel it right now that you'll get a phone call in the morning talking about you just got a check. We need you back. The places that terminated you will give you the keys. I said the places that said you weren't good enough will call you back and give you a higher position. Right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name, there is a lake, there is a river, there is a water that is coming and it's not. There is a river and it's coming and it's knocking the walls down. There is a dam that cannot hold what God has for you. And if you want that to break, I'm going to need to hear something. I said if you want that to break, I'm going to need to hear something. You better shout for your miracle. You better shout for your anointing. You better shout for your riches.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise. Come on. This is not about emotion. This is not about emotion. This is about the anointing and the power of God. This is about your faith. What's your level of faith in this morning? You have been not eating or doing whatever you fasted. Plate turned over. It is not for ritual. It is not for religion. So put a command on heaven that these bills will be canceled. That every contract that you need to close, because somebody here, some business person is in need of a contract closed. I hear it from God, and you need to hear clearly from God around a decision that you made. There are people in this room that need a job. So as we call forth businesses in this place, this is for you, that you would be hired in the name of Jesus. So come on. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, for the healing, Father God, that has already taken place, for the supernatural debt cancellation that has already taken place, because we have come here in faith tonight. We have come here with hearts of expectancy tonight, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, for all that that has already taken place, even before we stepped foot, Father God, in this place, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for all that you are, Father God. I thank you and I praise you for all that you have done in our life, Father God. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your blood that was spilled, Father God, so that we could be forgiven, Father God, of our sins, Father God. I thank you for your body that was broken, Father God, so that we could be made whole. Father God, I thank you for the 39 lashes, Father God, that you took for us, Father God, for all 39 types and categories of diseases, Father God. It was canceled on the cross, Father God, and I thank you, Lord, that we are your sons and daughters, Father God. I thank you that we have the DNA of Christ, Father God. Therefore, Father God, we are made whole. We are healed in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you that our bodies are the temple of God and no foreign thing shall live in it in Jesus' name, Father God. Lord God, I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. I thank you, Lord God, that you are our healer, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you are the Prince of Peace. You are the peace over our minds, Father God. Lord, you are Jehovah Nisi, Father God. You are the banner that reigns over us, Father God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Mighty One. You are the Holy One, Father God, and we worship you tonight, Lord God. Lord God, I just ask right now that you would renew our minds, Father God, that you would create in us a pure heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father God. I pray that you would strip us, Father God, of every filth, every uncleanliness, Father God, of every sin, Father God. Lord God, I pray that every wall would be broken down in our lives right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that every chain would be broken, that every yoke of bondage would be destroyed right now, Father God, so that we could receive what you have for us tonight, Father God. And Lord God, I just bind any spirit of offense right now in the name of Jesus, and I loose forgiveness in this house, Father God, for your word declares, Father God, for us to confess our trespasses to one another and to pray for one another, Father God, so that we may be healed, Father God. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much for God. So I pray right now that in our hearts, Father God, that we would forgive those, Father God, that have hurt us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, that everything that would be holding us back from receiving from you to receiving your healing tonight, Father God, that it would be stripped from us right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just pray for any soul wounds in this place tonight, Father God. Lord God, we give them to you, Father God, for they do not belong in us, Father God. The enemy of the past cannot have a hold on us anymore, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I just pray against the spirit of anxiety and depression right now in the name of Jesus, and I loose your peace, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, I just pray for any neurological disorders right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I loose your healing, Father God. Any eyes, ears, nose, throats disorders, Father God. Any ear infections right now in the name of Jesus. Any sore throats, Father God. Even the common cold, I eradicate it right now in the name of Jesus from this house, Father God, and from your children, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I just pray for Jesus. I just pray for complete healing over our bodies, over our families, and over our friends in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you that it is always your will to heal, Father God. For every cardiovascular, Father God, disorder, every respiratory disorder, Father God, COPD and CHF, Father God, I declare healing in Jesus' name, Father God. Diabetes, gestational diabetes, Father God, I thank you for your healing power, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that your name, Father God, is higher than cancer, Father God, and that cancer must shrivel up and die right now in Jesus' name. Tumors must dissolve right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Musculoskeletal disorders, Father God, they must go right now in Jesus' name, that there shall be no pain within our bodies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Those struggling, Father God, with infertility disorders, Father God, I declare, Father God, that they shall bear life, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Father God. And I just curse every generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that there shall be no more family history, Father God, when we go to the doctor's office, Father God, because that family history, Father God, is no more, Father God. From this generation to the next, Father God, our health history shall be perfect because you have perfectly healed us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power, God.
Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the evidence of speaking in tongues, say, God, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Come on, lift your hands and lift your voice. Come on, the enemy made a mistake of letting you come to this place tonight. He should have kept you at home, but you are here. Lift up a voice of victory. Lift up a shout of praise. Come on. Lift up your voice. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. I have an assignment
to come against every spirit of infirmity in this place, in your family, in this church, in your body. By the time we leave this place, every spirit of infirmity, it will wish it never touched your body. Ezekiel chapter 44, thanks to Pastor Cody, it says this: no foreign thing shall come into your body. Hey, yo, it is time to serve an eviction notice to every foreign thing in your body. In the name of Jesus, I release an eviction notice right now to all sickness, to all infirmity, every single thing that's contrary to the will of God. I serve it, an eviction notice. We sound the alarm. We sound the alarm that the blood of Jesus is against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Janice, I thank you, because when I was quiet, the Lord said this: if you call it out and they step out, I will kick it out. So as I begin to pray, if you hear your thing, you come to the altar. If you hear your thing, you come to the altar and you watch God kick it out. In the name of Jesus, I call out cancer in Jesus' name. I call out heart disease in the name of Jesus. Come on, if that's you, you need to come out of your seat. I call out heart issues. I call out lung issues. Hey, I call out leg issues. I call out the liver in Jesus' name. Hey, come on. I need you front and center. Come on, take a step of faith. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you in the name of Jesus. Hey, if your child is sick, I call it out right now. Come on. Step in faith for your child. In Jesus' name. Any blood issues, come on down. Come on. Hey, Lamo Shata. Any ADD, ADHD, I don't care what title they gave it, my God will cure it. Come on, front and center. Hirobo Sheka. Lebro Kotorabasanda. I'ma deal with this devil today. Oh, come on. It tried to attack my family. It tried to attack the first lady. It tried to attack the staff. I command it right now to turn around and leave in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Saying the Lord rebuke you. Hey, I smother you in the blood. Your household is covered in the blood of Jesus. Your marriage is covered in the blood of Jesus. Any mind issues, come on down. If your mind is messed up, come on down. Depression, come on down. Come on down in the name of Jesus. We're going to deal with every single thing. You will leave home. You will leave set free. I command every chain to be broken in Jesus' name. I command every single stronghold to come down into subjection to the word of God in the name of Jesus. If you're in this line, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and give him a shout of praise. Give him a shout of praise. Come on. As you lift up your voice, your praise destroys the yoke. Is this not the fast he's called to break the yoke? Is this not the fast he's called?
Can you pray?
Come on, lift your hands. I command it to be gone now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Command it. Come on. By the power of God. The power of God. Power. Come on. Give him a shout. Come on. Hey. Give him a shout of praise. This is your day of breakthrough. This is your day of victory. You're leaving home. You're leaving with a testimony. You're leaving with a word in your mouth that said, I would have died if I not had been for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Give him a shout.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Day two. It's all right, isn't it? Day two is okay. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., bring pictures of your loved ones. We're gonna bind the devil who blinds the mind of the unbelievers. And we're going to see families start to get healed up. People get saved that you never thought. So have faith tomorrow night. On your way out tonight, let's praise him. Enjoy your evening. Grab your bills. We don't want them. We're going to, hold on. We're going to receive an offering also this evening. So I don't know where they're going to bring the offering plates. Where are you bringing them? You're going to bring them right up front? Just come bring them. There's no order. Just come bring it. Give your offering to the Lord. Make sure you sow a seed if you want your debt destroyed. Sow a seed when you're in need. We love you. See you tomorrow night.